It's Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And I'm standing next to a helicopter outside the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association tent. And today I have somebody who knows a little something about the helicopter that's standing out here. And your name is?
I'm Dave Carricker.
Dave, and did you, obviously you flew in Vietnam.
Yes,
what did you fly there?
I was the 1st Aviation Brigade, A Troop, 7th to 17th Air Cav, anywhere in 2 Corps.
And what did they do?
Well, we were an air cav unit. We went out and looked for the bad guys and found the bad guys. You'll have to wait. One of them will shut it off. Oh. Basically, what this helicopter, this is the 0868 called a Loach for light observation helicopter. And these guys would go around. We had a minigun mounted on the left side, and the pilot flew from the left side, and the observer was on the right, and they flew at treetop level and looking for Charlie the whole time. Above them at 1,500 feet would be, in our unit, two Cobra gunships, AH-1Gs at the time, and they would fly a circle about 1,500 feet altitude above the treetops and watch these guys. And anytime somebody would shoot at them, which what their job was to go out and find bad guys, and they usually found them by getting shot at, they would drop a smoke and say 20 meters east, west, north, south of that smoke, and the guys in the Cobras would be looking, see the smoke, and then roll in and fire on it. They'd make a couple of more recons after they fired at it. They'd go by and see what they could see, and if there was anything to it, we would put troops on the ground, call in the Hueys, and the Hueys would come in with the troops loaded up and put them on the ground and see what we found.
So basically, these guys were the bait, and you got to actually reel in the hook.
Actually, yeah, they were. There were two types of helicopter pilots in Vietnam, targets and killers, and these guys were targets. So they flew around looking to get shot at.
Yeah, I don't think I'd enjoy being shot at, that's for sure.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
Well, you must love flying helicopters. Do you still get to do it?
Yeah, I really do. No, I haven't flown in about a year now. But I didn't fly for 13 years after I got out. And then a friend of mine told another friend that flew helicopters, and I ended up flying helicopters commercially again for a while. And then I worked for the City of Lakeland Police Department when they got their helicopter and flew the H-58 for them until January of last year.
So most people, when they do go to fly helicopters commercially, would they normally go work for the police, or is there other opportunities?
Well, actually, that's a pretty good career move to do, get in the police departments and fly with them, because they don't have the big hour requirements that most of the, like the oil rig guys do in the farm. Most of them want you to have 1,500 hours, and they'd like for you to have at least 250 to 500 hours of turbine time, and it's very hard to come by. I mean, just getting a private pilot, helicopter pilot's license, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 or $70,000. Not even
wow.
Not even renting a big helicopter.
Yeah, that's the avenue. That is the Army, I would assume.
Yeah. Well, the Army is still the only military that you can go from high school to flight school in. Of course, yeah. You're not required to have a 4-year college degree to be a pilot in the Army, but you are in all the other services.
Wow. So if you get out, you go fly helicopters, you could be soon out in the real world, just out there making money. Flying helicopter.
Well, it'll take you a while. It depends. If you were in Iraq or Afghanistan or something like that, yeah, you're probably getting quite a bit of flying time. But if those, as those wind down, then the pilots won't be getting that many hours. And so I can remember when I was stationed stateside before Vietnam, we were lucky to get 60 hours of flying time in a year.
Wow, that's pretty low. Now, how about this helicopter that's sitting on this trailer right now? Where does it go? What do you do with it?
Well, it belongs to the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association of Florida, and what we do is we take it around to demonstrations a lot of times. Well, when it leaves here, it will go over to the East Coast, where there'll be a version of the traveling wall, and they'll have an entire memorial celebration over there with the wall, traveling wall, and then a lot of Vietnam vets over there. That's been going on for quite a few years, and it's usually about the same time as Sun and Fun. Also, just a couple months back, it was down at Fort Myers, where they had a traveling wall, and it went, and we just put it on, put it out, show people what we did in Vietnam, try to, they don't have much in history classes about what went on in Vietnam. It's a lot different than what people think.
Well, I'm sure that you have quite a few stories that, as far as, do you ever get shot at? Let me ask you that.
Well, yeah, I get shot at a lot.
and you still enjoyed it?
Yes, yeah, very much so. I'd rather get shot at than go talk to the CO, right? So.
Well, I understand that. Now, after the show, where is this going?
Howard, where's the park? Where's the Vietnam show or over at the... And it'll be in Melbourne out the week
Wickham
after.
Wickham Park.
Yep.
In Melbourne.
And they have a big veterans get together over there, and it'll be on display. There'll be a lot of stuff over there that people can see, and a traveling wall.
And do you have any other helicopters besides this one?
Actually, yeah. Well, in cooperation with the Hillsborough County over there, there's a veterans park in Hillsborough County on 301, just south of the fairgrounds, just before you get to the canal. And we have an OH-58, an AH-1S over there, and a UH-1H over there, all set up in a park. And we had a little dedication this fall and had a little park, set them all up on sticks, you know, poles, so that people can look at them. And this one we still carry around for educational purposes and stuff.
So they can come here, look at this helicopter. They can also see some of the items that's in the tent here. And we talked to Howard about that, but now they can also go to that museum. There's a display of some of these items.
Yeah, there's a display. They do everything from the Spanish-American War on up, if I remember right. They may even have some Civil War stuff over there, but they've got Army tanks and torpedoes and little cannons and all kinds of stuff, and they have a real museum over there and a curator, and they've got all kinds of neat stuff to see over there.
As I was telling Howard, I hope you keep this organization moving forward. Vietnam Helicopters Pilots Association is for those that have flown in Vietnam. And hopefully in the future we'll keep it moving on as you people get a little bit older. And, of course, we're not all gonna live forever. So,
yeah, that's
so hopefully
one of the problems. You know, the number of Vietnam helicopter pilots dying every week just keeps going up. Just like the World War II guys, you know, those guys, there are not many of them left around.
No.
And we're all, and people don't realize this, but you know, some of the fellows that flew in Vietnam flew in World War II. World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. So, we've got a lot that are gone now already. And it wasn't all brand new 18-year-old warrant officers flying in Vietnam. There was a lot of older gentlemen I flew with, too.
It is amazing to see those guys that say that they've flown in World War II and in Vietnam. Talk about stamina. That's just amazing. They must be in great shape.
Maybe they just get to do something they like, and that's fly.
Amen to that. I understand that one. Now, these are going to be on display here at the south side. And right here, you'll see it's pretty easy to find. It's the only green tent out here.
Yeah, and it's got down from the main entrance. Yeah, okay. We're just north of the main entrance.
So if you're walking in, you're probably going to see this. Stop by. There's some great history here and some great items you can actually buy so they can support the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association. Is there anything else you can tell the folks that are interested in coming by, anything that's unique about this organization that you don't see at other organizations?
No, not really. Just we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid to do any of this stuff. And like I said, we carry it around for educational purposes and go to different parades around the state with it. And just trying to keep the information out there available because, like I said, history classes in high school pretty thin on what they talk about Vietnam. And it was a big era and a big change in America.
Now, how can folks find out about this organization, say they're at home on the computer?
Go online to www.vhpa.com.
vhpa.com, and also here on the south side as you're walking in. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and hey, thanks for your service.
Right.
I do appreciate that. And again, this is Carl Valeri reporting for Sun and Fun Radio right here at the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association exhibit. Come by, check it out. There's some really cool information and some really cool exhibits inside.